being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent and some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wallace Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. One of the most unusual starts to an Aftercast we've had yet. We had some friends, Megan and John, who were like, hey, can we come by? We're potties. We want to see the show. And she checked back in with me this week. Are you still good? Like, totally good. Everything's fine. And so, come on. We'd love to have you. And then all of a sudden, Gavin tells me they're here. And I'm like, oh, I got to go get my blood drawn today. And so I went out, met them real quick, said hi, and I went and got my blood drawn. And as you can see, I still have my bandage, so I didn't lie to you. Yep. Okay.
Were you even questioning that he was lying to you?
No, but no. That was the fastest blood draw I've ever seen. Yeah. They had to poke me three times the last time I got my blood drawn.
Yeah,
then I had to go back.
Yeah, see, I told the lady, I said, look, I have people waiting on me. We got to do this well, and we got to do it the first time and quick. And she did, and it didn't even really hurt. But then I'm like, I've been fasting for the whole show.
Oh, no.
I haven't been able to have any water.
So brave.
I thank you. I hate the term hero when you guys call me that.
Nobody said that.
Somebody's thinking it. And
hero.
So, thank you. John, coming up clutch there, as Gavin would say. I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get my coffee. And I asked them, you guys want anything? Because I didn't want to be rude. And so John just wanted a simple donut, and then they didn't have them. Like, donuts were weak today. So
donuts are donuts. The one you got. Well,
are you good?
Yeah,
okay,
good.
You're good. I got Gavin some coffee.
I do appreciate that.
I got Betty nothing because Betty ate in front of me maliciously.
That's okay. I didn't want anything.
You
did? Good.
Okay, well, that's good.
She is satisfied by the fact that she got to eat in front of you while you were starving.
Yeah.
That's true. They did not have the cold foam I always get. They tried to give me pumpkin cold foam.
Oh.
And I said, no. We've been through this before. Do not try to substitute that. And then there was a little bit of a concern on my part because she turned her back to me. My order is really bad. It's like 6 pumps of caramel, 6 pumps of liquid cane sugar, 6 cream. And she asked me each time, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure, every time. But then I saw her pick up the liquid cane sugar. There was no pump thing on it. And so she literally opens it and she turns her back to me and pours it in. So I have no idea how much sugar is going in. So
the
I
free
was
pour. Right
yeah,
there.
It really was. She's like, it's like cocktail all of a sudden, like with Tom Cruise.
You need to eat something, not just drink a coffee on an empty stomach.
Maybe. I'll have a donut. But it's so good. She did such a good job.
Great.
Like, yeah, you guys.
It's got 8 pumps in it.
Doesn't matter. It's delightful. And I'm ready to go for the day, ready to go for the show. Okay, so remind me, where are you guys from?
We're from Denver. Well, north of Denver, actually.
North of Denver in a little town called Erie, Colorado.
Nice, nice. Well, now, what brings you down to Nashville?
We're celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's a big feat anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And I like that.
So we left the kids with my parents. And
that's really good.
Yeah.
We went on an anniversary trip one time later on, and my daughter went with us. But she was older. We're like, oh, it'll make it a family trip, and it's fun, you know, kind of anniversary thing. But man, when they're little, you got to get away.
Yeah.
You got to get away hard.
Get 3 and
it was hard
months.
To it was hard to leave.
Really? Yeah. And John's like, it was not. It was not hard at all.
Actually, so it wasn't hard to leave, but then like when we landed. I was like, do we have to vacation? Like, yeah. Can we go back?
We did that. We went to Hawaii and left my daughter with my in-laws. And when we got there, we're like, this is great. And the first night, we felt weird without her. Uh-huh. You know, yeah. We're like, man, this doesn't feel right. And then I'm like, no, but this is important, too. You got to spend this time, too, you know. And then after that, once we had coconut, we forgot all about the fact that we had a child.
Had coconut?
Yeah, had a little coconut drink there, non-alcoholic, obviously. Oh.
But in Hawaii, it's fantastic.
Yeah. We're like, oh, okay, Haley who? You know?
Yeah, I was in shock at first, I feel like, but I'm good now.
Yeah. Are you guys still in the middle of your vacation, or are you heading home?
Yes. We're here till Saturday.
We started in Myrtle Beach for a couple days, actually, and then came here.
So. Nice. Well, we appreciate you guys stopping by and making this part of your anniversary. Don't bring your kids, but you come by and see us. So we won't tell them that, but we thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming by. All right, so Betty Rock, we're going to jump into this thing here.
Yes.
You take, and you have Spotify for all of your audio, right? Don't you stream Spotify?
Yes.
That's your choice? Okay.
Yeah.
Because they have just announced that they are actually adding to their audio service. They are adding books now, just like Amazon.
Oh,
and so you can download audiobooks on your Spotify now.
So like Audible.
Yeah, exactly. But you were just telling me the other day, you were like, oh, I am reading, listening to a book, you said. And so do you do it a lot?
Yeah, no, because Audible, I honestly don't understand why anyone signs up for it, because to me, it's still expensive. Even if you do the subscription, it's $15 a month and you get one
token.
Yeah, one book.
But you usually, it is worth it, I think, for people who are like
speed readers
or crazy rereaders.
Yeah.
Like my wife is constantly listening to Harry Potter, and so she like listens to Harry Potter like day after day after day and just cycles through these books.
Does that concern you?
No, because I do it too.
Okay.
Well. I enjoy every bit of it.
Concerns me.
I kind of tricked I don't say I tricked them. They they fell for it. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
But for some reason, I got a email from them saying, hey, we'll give you 2 free tokens to try out Audible. And I'm like, well, I've already done it through this email.
Right.
So they already know that email address. They're not going to give me 2 free
tokens.
And
they did?
And they still did.
There you go.
So take that. I'm trying to use them wisely.
It's one token good for one book, basically. Uh-huh. That's the thing for me. I read so slowly, and I didn't know. It's so funny. We were talking on the show with my wife on the live after, not my wife, my mom on the live aftercast the other day, and my mom was like, "Oh, I'm dyslexic." I never knew that. How old is
you? Just found that out like yesterday.
Yesterday, I just learned.
Oh, I just assumed that's where you got it.
No, I now know. She did this to me. She did a lot of things to me. Like,
But you didn't get her sweetness, or her kindness, or her positive outlook
on
everything.
You just got the sweet tooth and the dyslexia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll take them. But so I didn't know that, but it takes me so long to read anything. A subscription service for an Audible book even would be horrible. Like I'd never get through enough of it to make it worthwhile. They said they are going to do it on, right now they're doing it with 300,000 titles, and they're doing them by the book. They're not doing a subscription service. So you buy it per each one, basically.
I wonder how much they're running for.
I don't know. They didn't say yet because they're just now getting ready to come out. But I didn't know that only 6-7% of the book market is audiobooks. I figured a lot more people would be doing that. You spend so much time in your car and commuting. Mm-hmm. I figured that'd be a big part of this. This is a world I don't play in. I like reading and education and smart things. I'm not living there much. And so this is all new to me.
So you're saying only 6-7% of what the library carries is audiobooks?
Of all the book market. So books written or people buying books, only 6-7% of people are using audiobooks.
I have a friend. He signed up for a service where he basically will choose audio or books that are wanting to become audiobooks, and he will like narrate them and be the actual like person reading it.
Well, that's
cool. He's got a good setup at home, and so he'll do that, and they'll pay him like per book that he reads, and then they decide how well he did. But they're usually like small books, not small books, but like unimportant
children's
books.
Yeah. I could be a voice for children's books that are less than 20 pages, and I would get through it. It would take me a good year to do a normal book of like a 300-page book if I had to read it, and the editing would be horrific. I would never be able to do that. I did a voice work one time for a jet airplane manufacturer, and it was about their new miniature jet propulsion system. And I had to read, oh my goodness, I don't even remember how many pages, 50 pages, 75 pages of all this technical stuff. And when I'm reading and I see all the letters getting all mixed up, it's a nightmare, and it took me forever. And I was doing all the editing myself too, because I didn't want someone else to do it, and because I knew how long it was going to take. So I just like did it for days.
Jeez,
yeah, it
was
horrible.
Doesn't sound like it was worth your trouble.
Not at all. But it was kind of for a friend, so it's like you do stuff for friends, and it was not worth the money at all for me. But I did get an audiobook once, and I had all the intentions. We had a long flight. We were going to Africa, and so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna listen to the Steve Jobs book, okay, when that came out. I'm like, this would be great. So I get the audiobook, I get on the plane, earphones in, I can never sleep on a plane. I start listening to the audiobook, I am out. Like, nice. Audiobooks are amazing sleep aids. Like, I can't sign up for any of these services because I will fall asleep every time listening to them.
I know a lot of people that fall asleep to audiobooks.
Yeah, they're
so calming.
I think
Gavin even said his wife does with Harry Potter.
That's what we do every night.
Yeah, and then you try to go back to where you were and you forget where you were.
Yeah, there's no point.
Yeah. I mean, I fell asleep in small group the other night. Then they were reading an actual book, Bible.
I mean, like, when I'm working on puzzles or when I'm doing cleaning around the house or anything like that, like, I like to listen to something, whether it's a podcast, music, or something. So I thought, with these two tokens, I might as well use them. And so that's what I've been now doing. But it is hard to concentrate. Like, I'll catch myself zoning out and I'll miss whatever it was that they said.
Yes.
So I have to go back. But
when I read, I do the same thing. I'll start reading the first paragraph and then my head and my mind and my eyes check out for a little bit, and I jump ahead to, and I'll read the last paragraph of the next page to just kind of see where I'm at and see if I need anything else. And then I go back and read. If something doesn't make sense, then I go back and read what I need to. It is just, it is horrific. That's why I hate reading so much. It's always been a struggle. The fact that I graduated high school, finished college, and got my master's is a miracle.
It is.
I mean, it really is.
But then again, didn't you say your wife had to read your books to you?
Really?
During college?
She read one book report I had to do. I had to do a book, and she read the whole book on our vacation to me as we drove. And I have a good memory for that kind of stuff, and I wrote my paper based on that. But yeah, I can't do stuff like that at all. So. But anyway, so good news for you.
Smart stuff.
You know, smarticles. Yeah.
You can't do that stuff.
What do you got, Lady Rock?
Oh, well, Tim Allen, he's going viral on...
Viral in the viral world.
Viral on Twitter. I wanted to say TikTok, but it's not. It's Twitter. So he's 69 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah, that was
kind of
surprising.
He would have been a good famous ages.
But he said on his Twitter the other day, he said, Biden was on 60 Minutes. I heard he asked how long the show was.
Okay, it's a simple joke.
So he was just making a simple joke about the president. But now it's going viral because people are wanting to cancel him, saying
stop.
That what he did,
calm down.
It sparked controversy, that it wasn't funny, it was disrespectful and lame. And then one person said that this is why he's irrelevant and he's washed up. This is why he wasn't asked to voice Buzz Lightyear.
Who, Biden? Oh, no.
See, the same statement, though.
See, exactly.
It works.
It's a joke.
You'll
Everyone
be canceled.
Can, yeah, please cancel me. Everyone, you'll survive. I would love to hit the level of being canceled nationally. Like, if I ever was that big that I got canceled for a joke like that, I would love that. I would be like, fantastic.
The thing in that, I think, circle is that you're going to be canceled by one half of the world, but you're just going to be revered by the other half that supports you.
Yeah, like cancel culture is one of those things that a lot of times it will help the person that gets canceled. Look at Morgan Wallen.
Oh my goodness.
How did that happen? Like, I don't know how that dude came back from that.
But also, too, I think with Tim Allen, isn't he known to have... Like, he's definitely left side. Like, he's
right.
He's right.
Yeah.
Tim Allen's a Republican.
Yeah. He had the entire show Last Man Standing.
Wasn't.
That was very
he was a Democrat. Yeah.
No. He's definitely on the right. And so so then you're making fun of the president, and then people get all indignant and they're like, you're making fun of the office of the president. Watch Saturday Night Live. And how much did you laugh when they made fun of Trump? You know? Like,
I guess it's expected on SNL, but not with Tim Allen.
But they skewered Trump. I'm not a Trump fan or supporter, but they skewered him and lambasted him. They don't touch Biden at all. They barely touch Barack Obama. And so I love it when Democrats get incensed over something like this and like, you're making fun of the office of the president. Really? You're really upset about that? Because that's what they do to Republicans all the time. Like, they're just fodder for political lampooning, you know?
I think you need something in your stomach.
Oh, I need some more coffee. Yes, I'm
I
good.
Love that phrase, though. Fodder for the political lampooning.
Yes, thank you very much.
How many people would understand that sentence?
It's a pretty good sentence.
Well done.
There you go, John. Our friend John's like, I get it. I see. There you go. But I think that when we get so offended, comedy is one of those things that you have to have the ability to make fun of things. You have to. You know, that's the irony. It's like, that's the struggle inside of Christian radio for me, is that comedy has a victim and you tease each other and stuff. And I mean, we get emails from people that are like, you're so mean to Betty Rock, or Betty Rock's so mean to you, or whatever. And it's like, no, we're friends and we tease each other. It's okay. You know, at the end of the day, there's never any maliciousness and it's fine.
But I get what you're saying, but I think people agree with you, but they're saying like SNL. Like, that's expected.
Right.
Like, nobody's going to trigger
Allen
them.
But Tim Allen is a comedian.
Oh, I agree. But he's on his Twitter, and he's saying these things. And I think people are saying Twitter is not the place to do that, or it's not your
Twitter
ability.
Twitter is the only place people do that.
It's not your stance to do
but
these kind of
Twitter
things.
Was like
SNL is expected. It's not from him.
But Twitter was, like, the safest place on, like, God's green earth to, like, tear Trump to shreds.
Oh, for sure.
It's just an unpopular place for, I think, like, right people and
exactly.
Republicans to try and make fun of, you know.
Yeah, if you're on the left, yeah, Twitter's great for you because that's where you get to be righteously indignant about everything. And so to the comedy point of this, comedians, that's what they do, is they make fun of different things and they point things out. And if you don't agree with them, you don't agree with them. That's fine. You know, like, if you don't like that comedian, fine. Don't buy their, you know, comedy albums or whatever you do. You know, don't go see them live and stuff like that. But when we get so offended by everything, like, I can't think of a time, like, I might not agree with somebody, but I cannot think of a time where I was like, we have to mobilize and we have to cancel this person. Even if they're diametrically opposed to everything I believe in, I still don't believe in that. I think that's worse, you know? And a lot of times, too, if you look at it, like Gavin was saying earlier, you think you're canceling them, and a lot of times you actually embolden the opposite side of you, from you, and all of a sudden you've helped them in a lot of ways. That's happened more and more. That's been the really weird side of cancel culture, which has been, it's benefited some people for sure. So anyway, I like Tim Allen. It's so funny. The day before we did a thing about how he and Tom Hanks were having breakfast, and now all of a sudden Tim Allen's a villain, you know?
Yeah.
A minute ago, they were all like, it's so great.
To some.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, you got some birthdays for me?
I do. I have two. Olivia, she celebrated a birthday yesterday. We weren't able to celebrate because we had Wally's mom on the aftercast.
My mom ruined Olivia's birthday. And I would never forgive her, Olivia.
I wouldn't put it that way.
You know what? She's going in a home today. Oh, I forgot she listens. I love you, Mom. She listens to the aftercast.
Isn't she at your home?
It's so funny. Yeah, she's going to my home. That's what I meant. It's funny because my mom listens to the aftercast and my wife does not.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wyatt wants to wish his dad, Nick, a happy birthday. He's celebrating today. Said he's funny, cool, and has a bunch of Nikes.
Nice.
Loves football, Star Wars, and Marvel, and is the best dad in the
world.
Nice.
I love to hear kids love their parents because it's like one of those things where, you know, it's cool to not like your parents, and your parents are so uncool and stuff, and I just want my daughter to love me forever, you know. And
is that why you buy her a lot of things?
Yes, absolutely.
You will buy her love.
That's why I buy you breakfast. I just want you to love me, Rock.
It's not working.
I know. I'm gonna have to buy you more, apparently.
So Wyatt has a question.
Yes.
Would you rather always have the newest iPhone or a free fast food meal every week?
Oh, that's easy. Free fast food. Because it adds up on you, and it's something that I love. I'm 3 years back in my iPhone, and everything's fine.
I see what you're saying. I see pros.
Do you remember
and cons
Chick-fil-A? Do you remember Chick-fil-A when you had Chick-fil-A for a year? Do you remember that?
It definitely adds up on you for sure.
You walked around here like you were a Kardashian. Like you,
when I had the 100
when you had
plus,
the
yeah.
when you had the free meal every week, she was like, wonderful. "Hello, peasants."
Yeah, because it was truth.
Yeah.
But with the iPhone, I mean, if I had a free, I think the problem is that I know I'm making a bad decision when I choose fast food for that day. I know it's not good for my body, but then
do you really believe, like, do you really think that? Do you, when you go to a fast food place, in your head, it goes through your head like, man, I really should be not eating this.
I've
never had that.
I don't think I have either.
Haven't you read anything or seen anything that says fast food is bad for you?
No, no. Like,
you're lying.
Well, I know it's bad for me, but I don't I don't second guess my thoughts. Now, if I had been at McDonald's in the morning, Chick-fil-A in the afternoon, and Burger King at night, then yeah, I probably would look at that as I might have a problem. but like, if I'm just there, it's just an interesting mindset. Like, I don't think like, oh, this is bad for me. I just think I can't wait to get this in my stomach.
I think the guilt, I feel the guilt when I make the decision per se that I'm going to go and
that's
eat
interesting
out.
Too.
Like, and that's only from a guy who's, you know, trying to lose weight.
Right.
I felt a little bit bad for, not bad, but you know, Chad brought in a wonderful breakfast for Betty and I. And
which, by the way, Gavin started off with me strong, solidarity, brothers in arms. He's like, you know what, Wally? Betty walked out of the room because Betty ate in front of me and had no qualms about it whatsoever. Because I was fasting. Remember that?
That's your personal decision.
I know. No, it's not my decision. I had to. I'm getting my blood drawn.
Well,
it's not like a religious fast.
I didn't say it had to be today.
So she's just like, I'm going to eat. And she bought into Chad's joke and went all in. And Gavin,
wait a minute.
What?
Listen.
What?
If let's say the tables had turned.
I would not have eaten.
No, you're not hearing me.
Sorry.
So let's say you bought breakfast for Gavin and I.
Yes.
But Chad was the one that was fasting because he's got to get his blood drawn.
Sure.
And we were like, no, we're going to hold in solidarity for
right.
him. Would you be mad at us?
No, we don't. No, not at all.
You'd
don't
be
work
disappointed?
No, not at all. We don't work in the same
what
room
if it
with
was
him.
Gavin?
Well, wait, what if it was Gavin?
Yeah. He bought us breakfast.
Yeah.
No, he didn't buy. Chad bought us breakfast.
Yeah.
Bought you
but
two breakfast.
You,
oh, okay.
You were the one that was holding out in solidarity. Would you hold out?
Yeah. I've held out in solidarity
it's
before
easy
with
for
Gavin.
You to say
no.
when you don't have to do
okay,
it.
Okay, no, here's the deal.
You would not. You'd be back there eating your taffy
no,
in secret.
I would
sneaking
not.
Sneaking to the bathroom.
Not if I said it out loud. If I said it out loud, I would definitely stick to it. My word is my bond. If I say it, I'm going to stick to it.
But then again, I said it out loud,
yeah.
didn't stick to it because
right.
I ate an hour before.
Because you're weak and a small.
But
you're
you
a small
also
man.
Told me,
wow. yes.
it's okay. You made it this long. Thank you so much, son.
Yeah.
Go get yourself some breakfast.
So once again, you just contradicted yourself because you said, my word is my bond. What
right.
I say, I mean.
Right.
Well, you said, great job. And then he leaves the room and you just berate him.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Do you see the contradicting?
No, I do not. All I see is the betrayal of you eating without me. And then Gavin, when you walked out of the room, Gavin goes, I'm going to not eat either with you. Solidarity. I'm like, yes, good job. And
yeah,
then,
but see, he got your hopes up and then disappointed you. Me,
and you
I
still
don't
got me a coffee.
I know. See,
me,
that's the kind of man I
don't
I am.
Set the bar high.
Yeah.
I set it low.
I'm a good man.
Standards are low.
Yeah. And so
expectations are low.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. Gavin, that was a test for the record, too. It's kind of like.
And you failed.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, no, you do what you need to do. You do what's right. I love doing that to my wife. My wife will give me like a choice of things. Well, should we do this or do this? Or should I do this or do this? I go, well, just do whatever you think's best. And she's like, I hate when you do that. Because she knows the answer, like, and it's usually the one I want. But she hates that. So you do whatever's best.
I don't regret it.
When we met, it worked out well for you. You even got a coffee because
yep.
I'm a sucker. When we went to Disney and we had done all of the slideshow the other day, it was funny because we showed a picture of Haley and her new boyfriend. And when I met him, I was like, oh, and just so you know, everything is a test. You know, I said, I want to be very clear with you. Every reaction, everything you do, I'm watching everything you do, and it's all a test. So relax, and it's going to be fine. We're going to have fun. But everything you do, I am scrutinizing and judging.
Healthy.
Honest. So you know where you stand with me. Was that our last one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, with that, I think we made it. I've got lots of coffee to get through. Megan and John, thank you so much for coming
yes.
by. Our friends from Colorado. And that's going to do it for your aftercast. And as always, thanks for being a potty.